Welcome to Time with Abba, the Personal Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 20th, Wednesday, 2020, day 141. Today's topic, can you let Jesus be glorified through this pandemic? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 71, verses 9 to 14, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1 to chapter 28, verse 25, John chapter 11, verses 1 to 53, Proverbs 15, verses 22 to 23. Today's main passages. The first one actually is from 3 days ago, John chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." The second passage is from today's Time with Abba passage, John 11, verses 1 to 4. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, can you let Jesus be glorified through this pandemic? Today's first passage is from the Time with Abba passage 3 days ago. What I received from Jesus that day was, have you seen the works of God displayed in the midst of this pandemic? Today's second passage is today's Time with Abba passage, and it is somewhat like the second part of that passage 3 days ago. And what I receive from Jesus today is, can you let Jesus be glorified through this pandemic? How painful was that man who was born blind? How painful were Lazarus' two sisters and Jesus to see Lazarus died? But the most sad and painful moment is the time for Jesus to perform his miracle, to open the blind's eyes and to resurrect the dead man Lazarus. It was the time for people to see the works of God displayed and the time for Jesus to be glorified. Yes, this pandemic is for you to let people to see with their own eyes God's works displayed, and for Jesus to be glorified. Don't miss this valuable diamond opportunity to glorify Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to let people to see your works display and you being glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you not to have missed this diamond opportunity to glorify Jesus? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.